Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. White House Dr. Sean Conley says President Trump is no longer considered a transmission risk to others. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports.
Dr. Conley says the president has met CDC criteria to end his isolation. He says the president, after 10 days since symptoms first appeared, has remained fever-free for over 24 hours, and that there is, quote, no longer evidence of actively replicating virus. But Dr. Conley doesn't specify that President Trump tested negative for the virus. The doctor's memo comes as the president prepares an aggressive return to the campaign trail after having been hospitalized for the coronavirus. The president is down in most major polls, and his campaign is eager to shake things up. After hosting an event at the White House, the president plans to hold rallies in the coming days in key states, including Florida, Iowa, and Pennsylvania. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden campaigned at a union facility in Erie, Pennsylvania today. He said President Trump only pretends to care about the working class. In that hotly contested state, a federal judge is throwing out a lawsuit filed by President Trump's campaign against several voting laws. Emily Previty of member station WITF has more.
Pennsylvania election officials cannot discard a ballot solely because the voter's signature doesn't match the one on file in the state voter registration database. Trump's campaign objected to that policy, in addition to rules restricting poll watchers to voting districts within their counties of residence. The lawsuit also sought a ban on mailed ballot drop boxes. Judge J. Nicholas Runjan wrote Trump's attorneys hadn't sufficiently demonstrated the contested rules had violated or pose a risk for violating voters' rights under the federal constitution, and declined to rule on their claims under Pennsylvania's state constitution. For NPR News, I'm Emily Previty in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hundreds of thousands of people in the Gulf Coast are without power today after Hurricane Delta made landfall last night as a Category 2 storm. Paul Braun of member station WRKF has more.
Hurricane Delta made landfall near the town of Creole, Louisiana, 12 miles from where Hurricane Laura came ashore in August. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
And one of the challenges we're going to have is distinguishing between the damage that was caused by Hurricane Laura and that what was caused overnight by Hurricane Delta.
While it's too early to say for sure, Delta, a weaker but wetter hurricane, seems to have caused more flooding across a wider swath of the state than Hurricane Laura. The storm left nearly 700,000 customers, 25% of the state in total, without power. For NPR News, I'm Paul Braun in Baton Rouge.
You're listening to NPR News. Two small planes collided in France today over a small town southeast of Paris. Officials say all five people on the planes were killed. No one on the ground was hurt. Today marks World Mental Health Day, and it's taking on greater significance amid the pandemic. Public health leaders say they're concerned about the effects of isolation, widespread job loss, and economic insecurity. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports they're especially worried about young people.
Many experts warn of a generation lost to COVID-19. That was how the European Commissioner for Health and Food Safety, Stella Kyriakides, put it. Around the world, rates of depression and anxiety remain high, a toll that's paralleled the pandemic. Kyriakides, a clinical psychologist, says young Europeans this summer hit an emotional low and stand the greatest risk of depression. That's true also in the U.S. Nearly 40% of Americans reported symptoms of anxiety or depression at the end of last month. That increases to one half among those between the ages of 18 and 29. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
North Korea unveiled intercontinental ballistic missiles at a parade in Pyongyang today to mark the 75th anniversary of the founding of its ruling party. Leader Kim Jong-un warned that his country would fully mobilize its nuclear force if threatened. He described North Korea's continuing efforts to develop nuclear weapons as necessary for its defense. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.